Man, I got my rights. I'm just a white man living in a black man run world. The strike is on. Negro male fails in South Africa are on the strike. They are often waving around their umbrellas in a sign of defiance. And the Lawnmen, which is the third largest platinum producer, Lawnmen, that's where the violence really was big last year, where 50 people got gunned down in a senseless act of jealous rage, because it was about one mine fighting with another mine workers union. And this was set off again with Lawnmen when their one of their head guys in the union got gunned down on his way to the 7-Eleven or something. And then another guy, two people got shot. The union steward got shot, and those guys aren't dead yet, but they're in the hospital. So last August, 34 miners were shot dead like dogs in the ruins. That's fine. You see that nigglet out there? You just bear down them, you blow the head clean off. They're worthless. They were shit out demanding their rights, and they're not getting them, so they're gonna strike. Police confirmed that a 46-year man, not year old, but just a 46-year man, who was alleged to be the regional organizer of AMCU, has been killed in a tavern near Rustenburg on Saturday night. So, basically, Amplatz has sparked off because of their indignancy to the black people who just want what's theirs. And that happens to be yours. They have struck. They're on strike right now. And fucking platinum prices and rhodium, platinum and palladium are up, up, up. Platinum up $28 an ounce. Palladium up 11. See if there's, let me get a quick update here. Yep. But rhodium unchanged. So, sucks. Because I'm not invested in platinum and palladium right now. But I think it just confirms the coverage I've been doing ongoing here for a while, telling you that this is all going to happen, and now it is happening. And of course, the best part of it, when it happens, is the price going up. So those of you who are in platinum group metals of your choice are going to have a good time here, because the price is going to go up. Now, this is the third strike. Once the if the union at the Amplat union workers go on strike, and that's what they're saying they're going to do. There's a lot of compassion for the black man amongst itself, and it's an evil white man who's responsible. They're not giving them their rights, which the rights is to all the money, so they can go out to a tavern, get drunk, gamble, get some whores. Make some more motherfucking Negro male fails as they get shit out of the whore. Doesn't have enough money, doesn't want to spend it on birth control pills, rather buy some crack. So, yeah, they're gonna march too. So this is the story. Let's see if I can do another one here. Give you another update here. This is the outrage. The National Union of My Workers says it will shut down operations at Anglo-American platinum mines. So, and remember, this is the violent wing. These people are so violent because they're the junior, so to speak, mine workers union, and they're more radical. And so, in other words, you've got a lot of very, very angry Negro male fails going around claiming their rights. And man, if you don't give them everything that they think is a right, they're going to fight. And they're going to engage in criminal activity. And also just to be completely ridiculous. You know how you see those all those Negro things where they just like charge into a store and stuff like that? And like about 50 Negroes meet up on Twitter and they say, let's go over to Joe's store and the Filipino guy and just raid his fucking store. And they kick his ass. He says anything or tries to stop us. So, this is how they do it in South Africa, too, because apartheid was wrong. And even Desmond Tutu used to say apartheid was wrong and says the ANC is wrong now. So he would be the one, he's an archbishop. He likes the young black booty, too. Male black booty. He didn't talk too much about that, but, you know, if you're the archbishop of some Negro country, like he used to be, you know you have a thing for booty. And buttholes. So, I mean, I'm sure Catholic priests and archbishops are quite experts at anal sex, right? They carry the lube with them, you know, they don't want to be, you know, there's a good opportunity, they don't want to be, you know, screwed up because they don't got the right lube and everything like that. But I'm sure they're crude, they probably just spit on their hand and something like that, you know, something very crude, you know, not very classy, you know. You gotta have fuck someone up the ass with some class. You know what I'm saying? But these Negro male fails, I'm sure they do it in the most crude, barbaric way. Quite violent. So, here's from they said, as soon as they say this is the final decision, we are not moving any further, we will start mobilizing for a strike action at Amplats. We will close them for months. You see, that's how I am, man. I'm a white man, and we got a black man running this world, and I want my rights.